Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
What did you think of the USC keeping Helton? Like, that guy's the luckiest guy on earth, right?
I think you just got to go to, like, what Jerry Hinnon said last night. I mean, who are you hiring? Like, if you're not getting Urban Meyer, who are you hiring? Who do you want to bring in? Who's available?
Right, so they
hire Willie Taggart. I mean,
well, that guy wants to go back to USC.
Of course he does, because nobody. Where else is he going to go?
Nobody wants him.
He bolts Oregon after a year to go to Florida State. So, you know, that's bad enough.
But he made millions at the.
Oh, he's loaded. I mean, there's no doubt about that.
He got loaded. His buyout was huge.
But who you might? Of course, he's going to crawl back to USC. Who's hiring? Or USF? Who's hiring him now?
No one. But let me ask you. Helton spent like the whole year. All they talked about was him.
He was getting fired in game one. In early September, he was getting fired.
Every week, they were going to fire that guy. Am I wrong? They were going to fire him every week. If they did anything wrong at all, they blamed Helton for everything. He was getting fired, and Urban Meyer was getting that job. And not only that, we thought Urban Meyer was getting that job. So why is that? Why is that Urban Meyer doesn't want that job? He's got the cushy TV job.
Yes, he likes sitting on that set every Saturday just doing that. I mean, that's getting paid good money.
It's gravy.
No stress. He will coach again.
Well, now that he's not going to USC, could you see him going to Michigan?
He'll never go to. No, he's not going to go to Michigan.
Why not?
Because.
Because he hates him?
Two reasons. One, they're not firing Jim Harbaugh. Could Jim Harbaugh leave for an NFL job? I don't know. Maybe he wants to run out of there. That would be a pretty bad job by him to run out of there without winning a thing ever, not even a Big Ten title. But I just. You were at Ohio State for so long. You're beloved in Columbus.
Can't go to Michigan.
You can't do it. It's just like, remember the Florida State AD a couple months ago? When Taggart got fired, where even if it was a little before, he's like, I can't bring Urban Meyer here. The guy coached in Florida. I can't bring him to Florida State. Like, it's just, there's some things you just can't do.
Do you think that he obviously can go anywhere he wants, and I mean, obviously, but Harbaugh, the question is about him. He's never won anything, but my question is, will he ever win anything? Because he's never come close to winning anything. I'm starting to think he's never going to win anything there. He's just going to coach and win a bunch of meaningless games against Indiana and whoever, Rutgers. He doesn't win big games.
Is he going to try to think that maybe, like, Day obviously monster year with Ohio State, his first year as the head coach. But the one thing that you do have to recognize is that he's having this monster year at Ohio State with Urban Meyer's players. Okay, he still has, you know, he's going through his first or second real recruiting cycle, you know, coming up this offseason. So the guys that he's bringing in have not started to play yet. All these guys that are stars for Ohio State were Urban Meyer.
They were Urban Meyer.
Urban Meyer brought them. And now, right. Does Day have a hand in that? Of course he does. He was the OC. He had began recruiting kids. But maybe Jim waits it out thinking that maybe Day's not a great recruiter. Who knows? And that eventually that things will go south for him because he's winning with Urban Meyer's recruits this year.
Why, you think that Urban Meyer will go back there?
No. I'm just saying in terms of Harbaugh, why he wouldn't leave Michigan. Right. Maybe he thinks.
Oh, that he'll catch
him. Eventually he'll catch up to him.
That this will phase out and he'll be able to beat him.
That maybe the players won't be as good without Urban Meyer there.
But that's a great reasoning. I'll give you that. But would you say that the way they've been over against Ohio State, that you could actually ever see him beating them?
He can't leave there without beating them once. He just can't.
What if he goes the entire time he's there and never beats them because he can't, because they kick their ass every single year like it's automatic? Here's what I know. Thanksgiving and Michigan loses to Ohio State. It's every year. It is so bad now, it's like not even funny. It's almost like that Alabama game against like Western Carolina every year.
It's been that non-competitive.
That's basically what it's become, just an automatic win. It's just an – you know what? I got to tell you, too, the rivalry is over. You can say all you want about that rivalry, and they try to sell that up. Fox had the game. You got Michigan running out of the tunnel, hitting the flag, and they're all – it's the same thing every year. Go blue.
Yeah, go to the horseshoe next year.
Yeah, go blue. And, you know, just all their BS, and then all their national media guys and women that have gone there, they all – are always like, I still love the maize and blue. No, you don't. Not when you get spanked and called Charlie every year by Ohio State. I wouldn't tell anybody I went to school there. I mean, honestly, they never win. They never win. Hate me all you want in Ann Arbor. You can't beat Ohio State. Don't blame me that you suck. It's not my fault that you suck. In fact, I wanted you to beat them. I grew up, I was conceived in Ann Arbor. I'm not kidding. My mom and dad went to Michigan. Boom. That's where I got, you know, the whole Pharrell thing came out right there. It all happened right there on a snowy night in a bottle of Belvedere. I always root for Michigan, and they never win. I even told 34C, she's like, what are you doing? I'm down there screaming for Michigan when they scored first, right? And then she's like, what are you doing? I'm like, go blue. And she's like, what does that mean? And I'm like, oh, Michigan-Ohio State is the biggest rivalry in the history of college football. Every year, it's the greatest game ever. Until 10 minutes later, and they're down 30. I mean, man, are you guys pathetic against Ohio State? That's just all there is to it. 855-212-4CBS to get on the bench.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.